I do not know how they went on after that. How ignorant are the boys about the real state of their mother, who their mother really is, how in denial, and how much, you know, you read about people all the time, you know, people who do anything in this day and time just to have their parents say once to them, I love you. And the boys are so desperate for their mother's acceptance, their praise, that they're in denial who she really is. Gareth, who is the most insightful one of them all, says here about 15 lines down, 253, it must be dreadful to have a witch for a mother. And he's not saying that like, yeah, because I have one. He's, you know, he's like clueless, said Gareth when he was finished. Or for a wife, said Gawain. And so, just kind of humor. So what are the boys going to do? They're going to go catch this unicorn, and Trolldibach is going to give them some information. And so, this is just kind of an interlude, but again, it tells us more about who these individual characters are that will be revealed in the other two books. And it's actually Gareth's idea to go hunt the unicorn. And why? Why was he going to hunt the unicorn? Well, you know, their mother's been serving as the magical virgin for the three knights, and so they feel like their mother must really want to catch the unicorn, and so somehow if they can catch the unicorn, their mother will be impressed, and finally say, oh, you're such great boys, you know, I love you, I admire you, I'm proud of you.